This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I just saw a thing on Google.
Google. I love Google.
2033. Would you get a guess the market cap for AI?
Market cap?
Market cap. What will the AI market be?
I don't know, like...
2033.
What is it now?
It does not say. It just says the market is projected to grow exponentially, reaching this by 20.
I'm going
to
say 20 trillion.
$5 trillion.
Okay.
Seems like a lot.
Wow!
Seems like a lot. I think a lot of people like old Zuck there are paying one kid, a college dropout nerd, $250 million. I think that's a drop in the bucket for a piece of that $5 trillion pie.
That's why it's good to be Jensen Huang.
Yeah, the NVIDIA guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Beaver.
Beef.
Yeah. Just got to get him to care about football now. Good luck with that. I don't think I could eat beaver.
Whoa.
Nah, I wouldn't want to eat.
The guy from Cannonball Run died. See that?
Dom DeLuise?
No, Alfie Wise. Dom DeLuise is dead.
I was going to say, I thought he was super dead.
Alfie Wise.
Alfie Wise. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll recognize him.
Because I think of Dom and I think of Bert, and they're both dead. What's his name?
Alfie Wise.
Alfie Wise. I'm familiar with him. Oh, all right. Yeah, he was in Stroker Ace as well. He was Burt Reynolds' buddy. Old Stroker Ace. Speaking of a great name. Sit around and come up with an alias, Stroker Ace. God bless Burt Reynolds and now Alfie Wise.
Looking at a picture of a shirtless Orlando Bloom.
Getting you a little excited, is it?
No.
No? Not an Orlando Bloom guy?
Oh, he's fine.
Then the bonus rewards
that's
program.
Why you're looking
in.
At a shirtless photo of Orlando Bloom?
Well, his nipples are shockingly to the side of his pecs, and it bothers me.
Do you think he has pec implants? Are you?
Well, I don't know.
Whoa.
You see what I mean?
No. If you Google.
Wait, you don't see what I mean?
Well.
Uh-oh. What have we done?
Go to Twitter.
No.
Type in Orlando Bloom.
No.
And the first thing that pops up is Orlando Bloom shirtless. And he's on a paddleboard. So I was
that's the one where he's naked.
Yeah, so I was like, there's Orlando Bloom's nipples. And then I scanned down and I was like, well, there it is.
Yeah, that's old.
Oh.
I've seen that.
Did his nipples change?
No, well, I don't know.
Now I've just got Orlando Bloom dong in my face.
Look at this. Look at his nipples. You tell me that's not a little weird. What's going on there?
He's got wide nips.
I've never seen that.
Those do appear to be wide nips. Maybe he had...
Something's going on with his...
Maybe he had surgery.
Yeah,
maybe
see,
he
that's
had
what
a,
I'm thinking.
Maybe he had a pectoral
He probably had man boobs removed.
Yeah, and then
I bet that's what it was.
To stretch. He is. He's all ripped.
Stretch and kick.
Well, I mean, guys can't talk about plastic. Like, girls get plastic surgery all the time, and it's, like, no big deal. But, like, dudes get it, and it's all...
You know what? You're right. I bet that's what it is.
Yeah. He probably just had his skin stretched out. Maybe he had some, excess skin removed, or maybe he had pec implants. Like, guys get... what's the big one now? I think guys are getting calf implants and abs.
Why?
Because dudes
are... Who cares?
Guys are... Like, there's a whole... generation now of guys, they're saying like the body dysmorphia that all the girls have had forever, they're saying now with like teenage and young men, it's becoming worse for men than it is women.
Serious question, do chicks dig calves? Is that like why do we think the calves are so important?
Because it bothers men, because calves are one of those things that you can't make bigger, really.
Yeah.
Either you genetically have them or not, and if you have skinny legs, it bothers people. So dudes are getting calf implants, and they're getting the They're getting fake abs. They're getting like,
abs. I understand more because you could see women being like, "Oh man, those abs." But like, the calves.
Well, why do girls get eyelashes? Why do girls get lip fillers? I've never met a guy who's like, "Oh my god, your lips are amazing," and yet girls are shoving needles into their face left and right. So yeah, they're saying that like the because now every time you look at like Orlando Bloom there. Dude, the dude's like shredded and cut, and so now you got all these guys that are growing up. You got a bunch of like boys that are like 16, 17, and they're all jacked up on roids, and they're like,
guys being dudes.
Yeah, they're super body conscious because again, all the male celebrity bodies. Like every dude in like that's middle aged, he's doing all that too. It's no longer acceptable to just be.
I'm middle aged. I'm not doing any of that.
You're making me uncomfortable.
Tell you what I do. I play golf. I drink.
You want those Orlando Bloom nipples, do you?
I do a little yoga, and I do some infrared sauna cold plunge.
The question becomes, can we see...
That's how I look like
can
this.
Can we see young Orlando Bloom nipples?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I'm sure you can.
Yeah.
Because if we see young Orlando Bloom nipples, we'll have an idea of whether or not the nipples have expanded or contracted.
Are we the only show in the world that has picked up on this?
It's possible. Or maybe he just has wide nipples. I don't know.
I've never seen that, though.
Yeah, he says wide... Do you examine a lot of male nipples?
No, that's true.
I've seen a lot of male nipples in my day, but I can't say that I pay really attention to male nipples.
Yeah, no. If you go all the way back to some of his old movies.
He's got wide nips?
Yes, and it's a thing. People are talking about it.
He's got wide nips.
Someone posted, this is from, he's shirtless in a movie, this is several years ago.
Yeah.
And it says, Orlando Bloom's nipples are in a long-distance relationship.
He's saying?
They're way far apart. It's weird.
He's got long nips. Maybe he's...
It's like the person with the eyes that are really far apart, you know?
Yeah.
It's a little off-putting.
Maybe. Look at you. You're body shaming.
Well, I know, but...
You're body shaming Orlando Bloom.
Look.
What if he's sensitive about his nips?
He probably is. I would be.
Wow. You're a nipple shamer.
He's doing just fine.
Yeah, he is doing just fine. And I am a nipple shamer.
Isn't he married to Katy Perry, right?
They were married. I don't know if they still are.
Yes, okay. Some tells me Orlando Bloom and his wide nipples are doing just fine.
They were, that's where he, when he was paddleboarding naked, he was with her. That was a big.
Yeah. I was not prepared for just typing in Orlando Bloom into Twitter. Needs to give me a heads up.
He's now married to model Miranda Kerr.
Yeah, Katy Perry. The rumor with Katy Perry is that she's with Justin Trudeau, the prime minister of...
I thought he's no longer the prime minister.
I don't think
Maybe
he is.
He used to be.
Yeah. Someone said those are probably elf nipples.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing.
Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Another guy, my calves are only complimented by men. Fat guy's got calves. It is true. Like,
yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Like,
woman's not going to compliment you on calves.
No.
But a dude would be like, you do that with the guy from the Hawaiian guy.
Yeah, Francis. Francis. Dude, he's got giant man calves. Well, I have little calves, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, you got little bird legs.
When you got little calves, man, it's just there. And, like, people are sensitive about it. Like, I don't care. You know who was sensitive about his, like, baby calves was Will.
Oh, yeah?
Will had, like, he had alarmingly small calves, and he was always, he was jammed up. He was jammed up about it. Everyone's insecure about something.
Am I correct in recalling Mike Lynch had some massive calves?
Yeah, Mike
he
Lynch
had huge.
Yeah, yeah. And it was like, it's always that thing where, like, Mike's like, I've never done a calf exercise in my life. Yeah, he's got watermelon calves. Meanwhile, you see like, again, you see a lot of, like, teenagers in the gym, and they're just living on calf extensions. They're just in there just working them every day, and you're like, ah, you poor bastard. That's a guy that's a future calf implant, bro.
Yeah, a lot of people are commenting on Tom Cruise's weird chest now.
Yeah.
Well he's just saggy. He's old.
Well, and he's doing, you know. Tom Cruise is going to age weirdly.
Plus, his teeth are in all the wrong spots. He had the whole middle tooth thing going on, remember?
Well, he fixed that.
Yeah, I know, but the old photos are jarring.
Yeah. Dude, Tom Cruise, it will age. He will be the captain of the middle-aged lesbian crew. 100%. He will, every surgery known to man will be in Tom Cruise's future. And yeah, he does kind of have a weird...
Well, he has very small pecs.
Yeah.
Equally off-putting.
Yeah. I like that Rop is doing eye on celebrity peck. This could be like...
Well, we don't talk about the male chest enough.
We're gonna have an entire segment now.
Don't
like
clip that.
A weekly segment. Please clip it. A weekly segment on this program where eye on male peck.
Well, now it's like it's like your version of the every baseball player sucks. You got gripes about every Hollywood peck
out
there.
That's right. I am the guy that you go to have your chest evaluated. What do you need? You need your nips closer together. What do you need, Tom? You need your pecs bigger. You need some pec implants. That's my advice.
Need some of that Hugh Jackman pec. Maybe some Henry Cavill. He's very smooth, too. I also find that a bit weird. When you see a guy shirtless and there's no body hair. Like, really? None? Nothing. Dude's like 63 years old, not a single body hair. I find that to be strange. If we're gonna really zoom in on some chest... I'd like
See,
to talk,
now you're doing it.
I'd like to talk. Well, now you've got me in down a weird rabbit hole. I'm just Googling male celebrity chest. Either way, don't go on Twitter and Google or don't type in Orlando Bloom. Or maybe do, but just get ready. You're going to see something.
All right, we will wrap up the show next on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.